Hi, thank you for calling Timberlake Tree Service, LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you're a new customer, or press 2.
Timberlake Tree Service.
Hi, Joshua. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. I'm broke. I can't pay you guys.
Oh, okay. I was following up about the payment because now...
My business has not been doing good. My accounts overdrafted by $2,000. I wish I even had $250 in my pocket. It'd be a blessing to me right now.
Yeah. I heard on your dashboard that you had been hiring some workers to go canvas the area. How are you paying those guys?
Only commission, and I haven't got anybody.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you told one guy, meet me there tomorrow at 9 o'clock and dress professional. But I just want to like.
How you guys know about all that?
Because on your Google and Bing and your website and Yelp and all of the directories, we have a call tracking number that forwards over to your number, and those calls are recorded for quality assurance. The good news for you is that they're also integrated with the Local Splash app. So if you wanted to, you know, kind of respond to clients real time and see text messages coming from them and whatnot, you could download the app on your phone and then log in with your credentials, and then you'll have all of that correspondence in real time rather than having to go log on the dashboard each time, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I only worked like 2 days in the past, God, I don't know, honey, how long? The past 3 weeks? Yeah, like two times
I mean,
past three
I think,
weeks.
I think that makes sense because your account's been in suspension since January 19th. And when an account goes into suspension, it's not like somebody over here hits a button and then deletes your website and deletes your Google presence. But an orange banner goes up on your site saying the information here is no longer being updated. That's just meant to be a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through. And then the technicians no longer do the day-to-day algorithm updates on your account. And that will affect you because Google changes the algorithms daily, sometimes 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So every time a new revision comes through, you have a team of technicians here that's updating your information and refreshing your data to ensure that you won't fall off the first page, right? But you haven't had any algorithm updates or any programming done for at least the last 3 weeks. So that's absolutely
the reason why I'm not getting phone calls.
Exactly. And that's just because of the issue with the payment. Let me see here.
Yeah, I told one guy to show up for work the next day. I mean, I can hire probably about 10 people, and out of those 10 people, one might show up. That's why.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
wow.
They are.
Yeah, people
Everyone's,
are not
No one wants
anymore.
To work.
Yep.
No.
Yep. I hear that. I always get that, you know, where people are like, you could help me get some, you know, faithful employees, you know, because I think in this day and age, everybody just wants to walk in and become like a CEO or be a, you know, an influencer and make millions of dollars. Nobody wants to start from the ground up and work hard, you know. It's crazy. It's a whole different generation.
If you check the calls I got today, one guy called for a job, and then I asked him about his experience because he was trying to sound like he had experience doing sales, camera scene, and he hung up on me.
Really? Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And then if you check my phone calls, you see I haven't had no calls for estimates. I literally just got one like an hour ago, and that's the first time my phone rang in like probably a week and a half.
Oh, I'm glad at least something's happening. But, yeah, once the payment's up to speed, the technicians will go in and get you caught up on all of the updates that were missed over the last 3 weeks, and then that's going to get you ranking again and also get your phone ringing with new clients. So
I did one decent-sized job, and it sounds like a lot of money, but it was almost a $5,000 job. That was probably about 2 weeks ago, but then I had to pretty catch up on my company bills, my house bills, and of course I had payroll too. I had my company insurance that were due, and I can't go without company insurance. And then I had, I got trucks, and my dump truck, the commercial insurance was due. It's like, you know,
oh, wow.
that money just went poof. I'm still about $2,500 in company debt. Only thing I need is one good job just to make up for everything and be back on top.
Yeah, well,
it's a very tough winter.
Mm-hmm. I bet. Just for future reference, if you ever get to the winter months where things slow down, you can always call us and put the account on a seasonal hold. They'll do that for up to 90 days, where they stop your billing and remove your placement. And then when, you know, things ramp up in the spring, they go right back to your month-to-month billing. That way you don't ever have to worry about, you know, paying for a service during months when you're not really using it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd rather just keep it going. I mean, honestly, you guys are the cheapest bill I have.
Yeah, I know. You know, that's what I tell people, because you're trying to hire people to go out and canvas, but online, that's exactly what this does. It puts Timberlake Tree Service in front of a potential client that's looking to hire you at the time they need you. Google calls that a micro moment, right? And you're only paying, like, what, if you calculate it out, like $4 a day in order to do that. And you can hire workers that could, you know, do all that for $4 a day.
Yeah, right now I'm just paying people by commission based only, just because I'm so broke. Someone finds a job by door knocking, I'll give them 10 to 15% of the job.
Oh, that's
commission.
Nice. Yeah, that's really nice. So do you want to get the account up to speed now, or do you still need a little bit more time? Or
I have $0 in my bank account right now. That's why I kind of sound grumpy, but I'm not really trying to be grumpy. It's just like I'm under a lot of stress. I'm always used to having money in my accounts, and this is the first time since we've been in business it's been this tough of a winter.
Mm-hmm. So,
and like we're doing other stuff too to try to make up for it, not just trees. We've been trying to do landscaping, junk remover, because I got trucks, you know, I can do junk remover, I can do pavers, you know, stand and sill, paint and concrete. Just all kinds of stuff we're trying to do. And that's what we did actually through November and December. We did a lot of jobs like that just to scrape by. We haven't really done any tree work in the past 3 months.
Well, it's nice that you have those other services that you offer that can kind of keep you afloat during those months. I want to give you two options, if I may, because number one, I want to help you out a little bit where your billing is on the 19th, which means, you know, right now you're just past due for that one payment, but on the 19th, it'll reoccur another charge. However, I'm going to get an override to put you into corporate pricing. It's not a big difference from what you're paying, but it will save you $20 a month. It will drop your monthly fee down to $129. And then assuming that you can come up with that before the 19th, what I could then do is push the next billing 30 days out, which means you would eliminate that February 19th payment. So, you know, that'll help you out so you don't have, like, back-to-back payments, you know. Secondly, as an option, you could also go into where you cancel the whole program and just keep the website and pay hosting of, again, I'd have to get an override to get the corporate hosting, but the hosting of $29 a month. And then once things pick up and you have more funds and you want to reinstate the rest of the program, I can prorate it for you as long as you did that within 2 weeks. So let's say that next week at this time all you could pay is the $29. By all means, do that, because that will give me the option to push that next billing out 30 days and avoid the, you know, back-to-back payments. And then what we would do is, you know, prorate the, you know, just charge you $100 if you could do it within the next 2 weeks.
I'm just praying and hoping for the phone to ring. I said I only need one good sized job. This is a $2,500 job, which ain't nothing for my company. We're used to doing $3,000 or $5,000 per day all year round.
Sure, just, yeah. Wow. So has it been the weather or what? How come it's down?
I don't know what it is. It's weird. It's odd. Because the last past two winters, we stay busy all year round. It's just this. It's just this year. This winter. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
I had some gold and silver saved up, right, for savings.
Yeah.
And I had to sell all my gold and silver I had just to be able to, you know, make ends meet. And that was back in December.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, but at least you had some option to keep you afloat a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just don't have any now. I already drained my savings. That was my savings.
I remember my mom did that when we were growing up. You know, she was a single parent and she hit a tight spot, so she had the real sterling silver silverware and she ended up selling it to her boss. But when you think about it, she never really used that stuff anyway. I don't think any of us ever missed it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I sold.
It just stayed like in a case where no one ever used it. We would just use our regular silverware when we ate, you know?
Yeah, I had a lot of silver saved up. I had like 19, 20 ounces.
Oh, wow.
And I sold it at like $78 an ounce. I bought it when it was at $18, $19 an ounce.
Oh, wow.
And then I sold a lot of gold. I had a few ounces in gold. I bought it when it was at like $2,200. I sold it at $4,500. I made my money back, but I'm pretty mad now because the price of gold and silver, it's not even worth buying anymore at today's price.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
gold's over $5,000 right now.
It's amazing. Yeah, everything went up. So what I'll do is I'll notate your account, everything that I offered you, and then I'll touch base with you next week and see, you know, where you're at that time. And again, I highly recommend if all you could do by then is the $29, by all means do it, because that will prevent this from, you know, getting another charge on the 19th, okay?
Yeah, I'm doing, I got job postings everywhere for people to go door knock and, you know what I mean? That keeps me busy. If my phone's not ringing from you guys or, you know, my online presence, normally we just door knock and you won't believe how many jobs I did just from door knocking. I did like probably at least 70% of my jobs from door knocking. It's just hard
That's
to find
awesome.
Somebody.
Yeah.
It's hard to find somebody that would do it though.
Yeah, exactly. Cause nobody's reliable anymore, but. Okay, well, I think we have a good game plan. I'm so glad that you explained everything to me, so I'll help you out as much as I can on this end.
Yeah.
My name, again, is Tina. I'm at extension 777, so if anything...
Tina, I've been talking to you for like a year now, I'm pretty sure.
I know. I recognized your name right away, too, when it came up. I'm like, oh, yeah, I've talked to Joshua before. Yeah, so, yeah, you and I have definitely connected in the past, so if you know, if anything changes, just call me. And we're on a voice-activated system, so you could actually say transfer to Tina or just put in that 777, and then it'll ring back to my desk.
All right, Tina, just keep me in your prayers.
I will.
I've been praying every day. Me and my wife goes to church every Sunday. It's like, man, something got to give, you know?
Yeah, you know what? I'm a believer, and I know that every morning I'll pray, Lord, bless my day and give me the right words when I talk to people. And at the end of the day, he does. You know, he brings the right people in my path, and he's always faithful to do that, you know. So I'll pray that he'll continue to bless you and your wife, too, and that you, you know, crawl yourself out of that hole and, you know, that you have a really successful spring coming up. That would be awesome.
I know. I feel like I'm being punished. I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, man, what have I done to deserve this, you know?
Well, don't look at it like that, because sometimes when things are rough, that's when people get closer to God, right? And then when things are good, that's when nobody wants to think about him. So, right?
Well, Yeah, well, we had rough times before in our business, but never for this long. Normally, it's only for like a week,
yeah,
maybe longest, every 2 weeks, but not freaking, you know, going on 3 months. It's just getting crazy. It's like,
yeah,
I don't understand, you know. But normally, when we have hard times for like a week or two, normally we come back 10 times stronger. And I have so much work, so many jobs. It's like, man, I'm booked out, you know, for weeks.
Yeah, I know. I was looking at your reviews to see if maybe something changed and someone went on there and wrote a bad one. And there is that Nova, but that was a month ago, and that shouldn't affect you because you have...
Well, no, I have, I don't know why, but I have like 6 bad Google reviews, and they're not from homeowners. They're from ex-employees. I've been complaining about it for months, and... You guys said you guys are going to have Google look into it. I mean, I even sent you guys screenshots of text messages from the ex-employees saying that they're going to leave me a Google review with the timestamp up in the right corner. And then you look at the Google review, it was posted the same day. So, my rating's down to a 4.4 when it should be at a 5.0 because I never had a bad review from a homeowner before.
Yeah, you know, when we request for the removal of those, sometimes Google, you know, is compliant and they'll do it. Other times they don't, even if we show it's an ex-employee or something. But there is a note on your account where it says Google to remove negative reviews, Nova, Summer Fitzpatrick, Corey Savage, Bradley Zapp, Diana Cox, Caleb Devers, Big Dog, Kevin Armstrong, Red Flag Reviews, provided screenshots to Google with a new ticket submitted. So I think the only reason that hadn't completed is because then right after they submitted all that, usually there's like a 7-day waiting period for Google to get back to us, and that's when the account went into suspension.
I've been, some of those reviews are from last year before my account even went like that.
Well,
they still didn't remove.
This note was actually from the 19th of January. I can see there's other notes back there. Please remove 1-star review from Gary Usher. That was back in May of 2025. So I see other notes on there, right? But the one that had like all of these names lumped together and saying Google was going to remove them, that was actually the same day your account went into suspension. So I know that, you know, once everything gets...
Well, they told me last year when those reviews got posted that you guys are going to... Or, you know, somebody in Locust Fast is going to keep trying to post it, get removed, but Google keeps coming back saying it was verified. I'm like, if it's verified, then ask the person that's leaving that review for the proof. Because every homeowner I do business with, they always have my business license, they always get my business insurance, and they always get a contract. I give a contract to every homeowner with my company name and logo at the very top of a contract. Well, if I truly did work for them, ask them for the evidence, then they should have the contract. They should have my business license. They should have my insurance. Because in the state of Florida, being a licensed contractor, you have to do it.
Yeah. So...
I guarantee you none of them have that because none of them are my customers. They're ex-employees. It's only two ex-employees. What they did is they went and had their friends or family leave me a 1-star review, and then they also made Esther Gmail accounts. Because I even sent screenshots of that summer chick, and I can sell you on Facebook, too, with her boyfriend that worked for me, Mason. It says in a relationship with Mason, and if you look at the fake Google accounts that she made leave me bad reviews, if you click on it, you also know she left a 5-star review at a UPS store where she works at, where she mentioned, oh, Summer Fitzpatrick is a great employee. She left herself 5-star reviews on every single one of those accounts at her own.
Oh, no way. That's funny.
Yeah, at her own UPS store if she worked there.
I know that. Yeah, people would see that, but yeah, I guess she's not very smart. Yeah.
No, and I took screenshots and I documented it all because I was planning on suing her. in small claims court, but I'm too broke. I can't afford a lawyer right now, but I can sue her for damages to my company.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what the laws are regarding that, but I know that I've had, I've seen people bring that up on, like, the TV shows like Judge Judy and whatnot, and Judge Judy will sometimes actually, you know, provide damages for people like that that are just trying to do it maliciously.
Yeah, it's
if
hard
it's,
a...
if it's an actual client that says, you know, I want to sue them because they went on there and gave me a bad review, she says, well, they're allowed to do that. They're allowed to have an opinion. It's a public forum, right? But if it's somebody that's going on there maliciously and trying to damage
yes.
them, then usually, you know, they'll win the case. So...
there's a real law behind of it that protects mm-hmm. businesses for stuff like that. And I looked it up. I talked to a lawyer. They told me what the law was. They said, absolutely, you can sue her. Well, honestly, if I did sue her, when I do finally get some money, I can sell bank statements for the past 3 months where my business has not worked at all. And then they can see where, my company normally does $15,000 to $20,000 a week. So if he times that by four, I mean, she's costing me potentially $60,000 to $80,000 a month, three months of no business activity. I could sue her for $250,000.
Yeah. So I think the problem with the shows that I watch is they have like a statute of limits of $5,000. So sometimes she'll say, hey, I would have given you more, but this is like the limit that I can give in this court. You know, I'm sure regular small claims courts is probably a little bit higher, but because she's a TV show, she has that $5,000 limit, you know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I wasn't even really that very concerned about it. I was just hoping that you guys could have got it removed before.
Yeah, I think
before I get some money and
more correspondence going on with it, because the note right before that one, it was on the 16th of December. It said Google refused to assist, but I don't know what they refused to assist on, because it's just like a code that that department put in. So they would know if I asked them, but I know it's after hours right now. We close at 4, so they're probably not at their desk where I can ask them. But I'll try to get to the bottom of it for you, and absolutely when we get this up to speed, we'll work on that again. And, you know, worst case scenario, if Google isn't responsive and for some reason doesn't want to remove them, because sometimes they say they are valid, which I don't know how they figure that out, especially when
let's say I have all the...
I have evidence, and so sometimes I don't understand that, but
I literally have about 45 screenshots documenting everything, the conversations, like I said, her making up the Google accounts, going to her own workplace, leaving her own self 5-star reviews where she used the same Google accounts to pass my company.
I see. Okay. Well, hang in there. I took some good notes. I think we have a really good game plan. So I'll follow up with you next week. And if you need anything sooner, just feel free to call me, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you. And I appreciate you listening to my frustration of me venting to you.
Yeah, hang in there. The good news is it can only get better from here, right?
I hope so.
It will. Just be patient. Okay, take care now. It's nice talking to you.
You too. Have a good night. Bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye.